is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Random facts no one share here on this this Monday, Cyber Monday. Oh, wow, that's interesting. You guys still buying sprinkles at your house? They're like $5 a can now or whatever they are.
Yeah, it's they're, you know,
the
supply
price
chain.
Went way up. Yeah. We call them sprinkles. You know what they call them in Australia and the United Kingdom?
Gibbity gibbities.
No.
Jimmies?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I've heard that, though.
Yeah.
They call them hundreds and thousands. I have some hundreds and thousands on there.
Is it because there's hundreds and thousands?
Because they're just tiny little. Yeah.
Do you want hundreds or thousands?
Yeah. Washington, D.C. has a higher population than two states. There are more people in Washington, D.C. than there are in Vermont or Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Wyoming.
I wouldn't have guessed. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed either. I would have. Yeah. I would have, like, Montana would have been.
That's where I was going to. One of the Dakotas.
Yes. Yeah. Both of the Dakotas. Yes.
I was just in D.C. over the weekend, actually. And I can attest.
Oh, I saw. That's right. I saw that online, dude.
It was a good time. We went to go see a Caps game. They won. Yeah.
Nice.
Smithsonian tour.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. A little quick overnighter. Stayed in the city.
That's a blast.
Oh, it was a good time.
Did you stay across from the Caps Center?
No, we
or
stayed.
Whatever that arena.
Stayed about a mile down from the Capital One Arena.
Yeah. Ubered. Could you walk?
We could have, but we Ubered there and back. It was a little chilly.
I'm going there in February to see John Mayer.
Oh, nice.
We went last year.
It's a fantastic
stadium. Going with friends, and you know, until you spend all day and, like, a night with people, you don't really know if you can travel together kind of a thing. Thank God we all get along. And what was great was our friend Stephanie went to school up there, so she knows the Smithsonian Museum like nobody's business. She's like mini tour guide.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go look at the Rembrandt. Come on, let's... Nice.
See, it was me and my girlfriend, so I was like, oh, thank God we get along.
Yes, there's that too. Otherwise, sleeping with this perfect stranger would be so weird.
Weird, but maybe a little fun.
I don't know. Leonardo DiCaprio's first on-screen kiss was with a man.
Really?
Let that settle in for a sec. It was a movie called Total Eclipse. The actor that he kissed is a guy named David Thewlis, who played Professor Lupin in the Harry Potter movies.
Huh. I would have guessed Growing Pains, like a little crush on a, you know, I remember my first kiss.
Oh, on TV?
Francine Versace.
Yeah.
I think we were both seven.
Ah. Yeah, I think in my memory banks, I have two versions of that first kiss scenario.
Mm-hmm.
One is innocent, the other one is not.
Yeah. Oh, the other one
is raging with me. With ill intent. Yes. Let me just put it that way. I was having impure thoughts, which meant that it counted.
Guess where this tongue is going?
Yes. Something like that.
Down your throat.
Baby bird. Walt Disney was not cryogenically frozen, and nor is his head kept in that thing at Epcot.
Are you serious?
Totally BS.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
I believe that forever.
One we fell for.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like, I thought it was a common knowledge. They
Walt
buried
Disney,
him?
Yeah. No, he was cremated.
Whoa. That's the exact opposite.
He's cremated and buried in a cemetery in Glendale, California.
Burned him.
Oh,
instead of
froze him.
Jeez.
See there?
So guess who's never coming back? Yeah. That guy.
No. Just add water.
You know what? You know what? And the cryogenics people, they're not out there setting the record straight.
No, that was good for them.
Yeah.
We all thought that, you know, the future. The thing with Disney is it stopped at the future. It stopped in about 1989.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
They
stopped
being the future.
No.
Go there. Look at it carefully.
Uh-huh.
It's not the future. It was cool in its day, but it's very retro now. I spent Christmas bucket list item. Woke up Christmas morning at Disney World. Bucket list item for me.
Cool.
Totally for me. And I remember looking around the room. It was wicked expensive. Same room that you'd pay like a third for it another time of year, but it's Christmas. And I'm looking at, and the wall is filled with like phone jack plugs. And I'm thinking, not the future.
No.
Phone jacks. What is this? You got an answering machine hooked up somewhere?
Dude, we stayed at the Polynesian at the Disney resorts
that's
back
another...
in like 2005 or 6.
Yeah.
$400 a night.
Yeah, it's the high end.
I was so angry when I found out how much we were paying. It was not conveyed to me prior to the trip.
Oof.
And everything, it might as well have been you know, something right out of the set of the Brady Bunch. The original
like
Brady Bunch.
You unwrapped the plastic and
it's
still
was just,
there.
Everything was like from 1970.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there was no updates.
No, no, everything is like that. And it's tiny.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But anyway, Disney, not Frozen. In fact, fresh, not frozen.
Wow.
And then finally this, St. Nicholas. Everybody knows jolly old St. Nick, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The St. Nicholas associated with Santa Claus is also the patron saint of prostitutes.
Well.
So, ho, ho, ho. He's coming down your chimney. Yeah.
Come here, sit on my lap. Come on over here. Have you been naughty?
Here, I've got a candy cane for you.
Going on the naughty list.
Yeah, Santa has a dark side. A lot of people don't know about Santa's dark side.
Really?
Yes.
He did bad things?
He was a horrible man.
Who did bad things?